Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to another week on the Divinely Human Podcast. We are so happy to have you here, and we've just been spending the last like 20 minutes looking at a chart that we're about to divulge into. So strap yourselves in because it's going to be a really interesting episode today. I think the podcast has really taken a turn into this astrology direction, and I'm really vibing with it at the moment. But I think today will be good because we've had a few people say, you know, we'd love to see more chart readings and things. And when we read a chart that's from somebody who's a celebrity or somebody who's in the public eye, I think it's a really great opportunity for us to see what placements might resonate with us and how we can kind of implement it into our own life or take that advice and take that perspective. So we're going to be reading the one and only Taylor Swift's chart today. We know that you are all probably very happy with this. We do have our own opinions about Taylor Swift, and we will be keeping them aside for the duration of this podcast episode, hopefully. So yeah, I'm excited to dive in.
Oh God, you were just saying that and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to try and keep my mouth shut.
I know, it's like, we're going to have the whole fucking Taylor Swift, like, minions coming after us. What do they call themselves?
Swifties. Apparently,
This
is for the Swifties, so... It will definitely be very interesting. Also, just to preface, we've scoured the internet and there's two different birth times that are going around, very contradictory birth times. So we've kind of picked the one that most people have gone with. So we're just going to run with that. So please don't fight us about this.
Please.
Don't come for us, Swifties.
Literally, I could just see them getting so mad. But anyway, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting. And I think what's even more interesting is because, you know, we all know Taylor Swift. I feel like if you don't know Taylor Swift and you don't know about her career, then you probably haven't been on planet Earth. So it is really fascinating to see somebody's energetical imprint on this chart and see how it kind of plays out in the public eye. Obviously, we don't know what happens behind closed doors. Obviously, we don't know her personal life, but we can definitely see how it is portrayed in her career and throughout the media and all of that. So it's really, really fascinating. And we can also see kind of what she's accomplished in her life and maybe relay it back to particular placements, which I find the most fascinating. I'm always like, I wonder what energy was behind that, you know, that success or her career. That's what I find fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. It is fascinating. I think to begin, maybe we should give the listeners her big three and just lay it down. So her sun is Sagittarius, moon is in Cancer, and her rising sign, according to the details that we have put in, lands in Scorpio. So her ascendant is Scorpio. So even just thinking about that, like, I don't know. I really do see that, like, the moon energy come through a lot with her.
Yeah.
Because it's at 1 degree as well. So she's really like beginning this journey. And it's like, obviously it's such a big placement for it to be sitting there too. I feel like she almost like through her music, I feel that energy more so in the start of her career. I feel like that Cancer moon kind of energy. I feel like she kind of began utilizing that energy earlier on in her career. And now I can really see that like rising energy start to come through a little bit. What do you feel about that?
I think it's fascinating because I think you're bang on there. And what's really interesting, I know we did a Jupiter episode, and her moon's actually 7 degrees away. It's at 7 degrees Cancer. So it's pretty close. Like, some astrologers will argue over whether that's conjunct or not. It's still obviously playing into the energy of her moon. And I think it's really fascinating. Yeah, absolutely. Because you're right. Like, through her music, it's such a deep emotional connection. Otherwise, she wouldn't have all of these Swifties and people wouldn't be continuously like pouring themselves over the emotional aspects of each verse songs. I think it's really fascinating. She's played on that energy and she's played into that energy. And it's, look at what it's done for her career. It's obviously expanded that tremendously. Mm. So, yeah, I find that interesting. And I think that just because of her Scorpio rising, possibly we're not the only ones with particular opinions about her, and maybe we are just taking her at face value. But I don't know, like, the Scorpio rising kind of threw me off a little bit, I'm not going to lie. It's really not what I had envisioned for her.
I think that she's only just beginning to realize that energy has been, like, there for her. Obviously, with it being, for anyone listening, your ascendant or rising sign, it's, you know, who you're here to grow into in this lifetime. So hopefully by the end of your life you would have finally felt like you've mastered this kind of energy. So for a lot of people it can take a while to actually embody this, and I feel like it's only just been, you know, when I think this Scorpio energy for her probably kicked off when she decided to pull out from her record label and reproduce every single song that she's ever made her own way. I think there's a whole album that she did. I don't even know if it's an album. It's so bad. We're like speaking about her like we actually follow her career, but this is just what I've heard. So please, like, don't correct me if I'm wrong. Just let it wash over. But I'm pretty sure that she's released this series of songs, or maybe she's put it into an album. I'm not sure if it's an album or not, where she's made Taylor's version of every single song did with the record company, and they've told her how they think she should do it. And then she went ahead with it and did it how they wanted her to do it. And then she's gone, like, years later, she's like, fuck that. Like, I want to do it my way. Like, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be like rubbing it in your face in a very scorpionic, like, fuck you way. I feel like that is that Scorpio rising coming through, because it's taken her years and years to realize that she actually wanted to go against what everyone was telling her, like how she should bring through her musical talents and things like that and share that with the world. And now she's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm going to do it my way. And I'm literally going to label the songs like the same name, but literally have it like in brackets, like Taylor's version, just to like rub it in their faces. So I feel like that's very Scorpionic. I know how much Scorpios love a little bit of like passive aggressive revenge. So I think that she's only just beginning her journey with that ascendant energy now, I feel.
Yeah, you're probably right, because you don't see that coming out in her career a whole lot. And maybe it is behind closed doors. I think, you know, now that I think about it, I remember hearing she's close with like Blake Lively and her whole family. And I remember them talking really highly of her, saying that she's actually really strategic and she's an actual mastermind and like people really underestimate her. So maybe like now that I think about it a bit more, it probably does come into play in her close relationships, and maybe she lets people into that really strategic kind of, not manipulative, but like calculated. I think that's not coming across in like a bad way. I think you can be clever with the way that you calculate your steps, especially when it comes to your career and your public life. So maybe she's more forthcoming with that in her close relationships, but maybe we'll start to see her kind of open up a little bit more.
I think so. And I feel like she has been kind of seen, like, I know what I said at the start, like with her her Cancer moon, like I feel like that was very prominent early on in her career. And also, if you've got the chart up, you can see that Ceres is like 1 degree away or 1 or 2 degrees away from her moon. For me, looking at that, I'm like, no wonder she's been seen as like the big sister of like everyone who's related to her music. I feel like all of her fans and all of her followers have always seen her as like the big sis kind of energy, like the nurturing, the carer, the protective big sister kind of archetype. Because of all the people that have resonated and really like felt into her songs and how much she has advocated for like, you know, just people to like go their own way and stuff like that or whatever. I don't know. Like we should probably ask people why they like.
Why do you like
that? That's intuitively, that's kind of what's coming through with that placement for me as well. Like she has been seen as that.
Yeah.
But I think she's kind of like starting to kind of like step into her like badass kind of era where she's like, no, fuck that. No, thank you. Bye.
Yes. 100%.
And it's obviously in the eighth as well, like being in the eighth house as well. I feel like that's such a journey with that energy to like, I feel like she's kind of embodied that earlier on, but now she's really diving into deconstructing that archetype for herself and building a new one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because I know her from like all of her romance songs, right? Like all about exes and the eighth house. While we see it a lot related to like investing in business, it's really about that exchange of energy. So it's not always about the material aspect. It's really about that exchange of energy. And so when she sings about her relationships, especially her exes, and taking back her energy from those relationships, you can understand why that has such a huge impact on her audience, because she's got her moon there, which so she's super passionate about it. Obviously, it's something really near and dear to her.
Yeah.
It's resonating on that emotional level. She's got Ceres there, like you said. So there's that nurturing energy. She wants to support people. Mm-hmm. People want to be led through this. And then she's got her Jupiter there, which is the expander, and it wants to be seen. So, it's really fascinating.
I think too, like, especially like thinking about the eighth house, it's also about it, like eighth house is the house of birth, death, and transformation, like that deep inner journey. And that's, I guess, it's like everyone's different, but for me, that's the first thing I think of when I look at, you know, big placements in the eighth is like that inner transformation, that inner resurrection, and like that having to like kind of burn away and into nothing to then rebuild. So it's that's interesting, because I feel like she's kind of been on that, a bit of that journey, especially because she's been so open with her relationships and stuff, like in the public, like everyone's known who she's dated, like everyone's known when she's broken up with someone, everyone knows exactly like what songs are about who, sort of thing. And now she's kind of like, I feel like she's kind of like moving away from that a bit, and kind of has been through the process of like, and like that Cancerian clingy, not wanting to fucking put it down energy. And now she's like, actually, I'm done. Like, I just want to live my life. I'm going to sing about things that empower me. Mm. And I'm kind of moving on from that. So that's interesting, I feel, looking at that.
It's funny too, because literally when you said that, like, clingy energy of Cancer, it's funny because they'll try and say, like, I'm so done with this, but they'll literally keep talking about it for the next fucking 5 years. And you're like, bro. So yeah,
I know, and like, sense. Typical Cancer is like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't have the capacity to talk about it, but then makes 58 posts about it on social media,
makes a whole album about it,
and then you're like, I don't know, like, do I reach out? Do I not? You're saying you don't want me to. Like, that's typical Cancer energy. Hey,
so funny. And I guess with that Chiron there, because Chiron's also in the eighth house in Cancer, I mean, that comes into it as well. And I think that just encapsulates everything that we've said around her healing gift, and probably what a lot of the Swifties are looking for is that transformation. And is that, you know, I can hear myself. Like through your speaker. Oh no,
I just fixed it. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. I was like, is that mine or me or yours?
No, I just accidentally unplugged it.
It's fun.
Anyway, sorry, carry on. The joys.
So I feel like what a lot of people do look to her for is that transformation, like you said, and they kind of look to her to be this pillar of an example of what transformation can look like. So the Chiron makes sense there, but it is obviously something that she struggles with and is a part of her life's journey, deeply connected to this like death and transformation. I feel like we're not done seeing her go through her transformations yet. I think we're going to see some really big pivots from her, maybe not just in the music industry, but we will see.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking right now as well at her, her third house.
Yes, that is
that third house. Obviously, she's got asteroid Fortuna in there, or as you like,
Fortuna.
I'm laughing at.
Fortuna.
Off-air jokes, guys. So
she's making me hungry.
Yeah, so I know. She wants tuna, guys. Anyway, serious. She's got Fortuna, and it's literally 2 degrees. Is it 2 degrees? 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 2 degrees away from Vesta as well, which is really, really beautiful in the third house. So obviously she's always and only going to bring through that, like, that opulence, that fortune, that, like, by diving into what she's passionate about, which is obviously her music career and sharing her voice with the world, being the third house, especially that emphasizes that's what it is. I feel like looking at that is like a huge reason why she's so successful as well. Like that placement really does ignite that success in her career, especially like having Fortuna so close to Vesta. I think that's really beautiful looking at that.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it even more solidifies what we were talking about with the big sister energy, because if we were to see these placements in maybe the ninth house, it would be more so like a teacher student relationship or a professor student relationship, but it's more so that like sibling energy. It's like sharing information, sharing like inside secrets between those who are, you know, like closest to you. That's the energy that she gives off. She doesn't give off this like, well, I think she does personally, but that's besides the point. Like, I'm better than you. Like, she wants people to feel like they're a part of her inner circle, and she obviously does that very well, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know that we said we wouldn't give opinions, but for me, she reminds me, so bad. I'm going to cop so much heat from this. But for me, I know we said we wouldn't, but I have to. I'm a Virgo. I'm just like, I have to say my piece. She reminds me of the really popular girl at school that befriends you, but she actually still thinks you're a loser.
Oh my God.
She still befriends you.
100%. It's the whole like, oh my God, I love your bracelet from Mean Girls. And then turns around and she's like, that's the fucking ugliest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I feel that way.
I don't know why. They give her success. Of course she's going to be like, I fucking love you. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's, again, my own perception. But it's fucking – anyway, it's very fascinating. Love this chart reading. She's also got her North Node in Aquarius, which I find really fascinating because – Aquarius, which we were wanting to talk about today anyway, is all about that, you know, the mad scientist, kind of like the innovator, the forward thinker, but it's also the person who comes and shares the knowledge of what they've learned and what they've seen and what they've investigated. And the North Node there, that's why I don't think we're done yet with seeing her and her transformations. I think we're going to see a lot more wisdom sharing. But I think it's going to be super related, obviously, to this third house energy, because that's where she gains her fortune. But I don't know. I kind of feel like she will change the game a little bit in terms of how other people maybe can be successful. Like, I don't know.
I love that insight. I love it. I feel like that's just hearing you say that. I'm like, yes.
She's really setting herself up for the future now, I think.
Yeah, and I feel like she's one of those celebrities, especially in the music industry, where she's been so successful since the beginning. So a lot of people are kind of expecting her to kind of like probably after this next tour that she's on now, like kind of just go like into the quiet. Yeah. Like she's obviously entered her 30s now. Any singer who like enters her 30s, everyone just decides to cancel them anyway because everyone's so fucking ageist. Yeah. But I feel like that's not going to happen with her. No. It's honestly not going to happen with her. And as you said, she has just begun and she's going to be changing a lot of shit in this sector.
Like, could you imagine, like, just imagine if she said, I want to be hosting like a fucking masterclass on becoming, you know, whatever. There would be literally millions of people who would sign up for that just to hear how she's done it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know about you, but before you said that, when you were saying about she's not done, like she's going to be keep innovating, that came to me. I was thinking like some kind of education.
Oh yeah, totally.
And I don't know what that will be though. I'm trying to picture what that would look like, but I actually can't. But yeah, for some reason, there's a lot of that energy. I don't know whether we've just made a prediction or not, like some.
I think so. I really think so. Because,
yeah.
Well, I mean, with the Capricorn, I think this also comes from how huge her Capricorn placement is.
Massive.
Like, there are, what, Capricorn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can see 5 planets in Capricorn, including karma, which is an asteroid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's huge. Capricorn is the biggest teacher coach out there in the zodiac, so I don't know.
Yeah there has to be something there with that, I feel.
Definitely. Not to say that it's also in her second house, which will bring her a fuckload of money and
house of value. Lighting that up. Light that bitch up. Also, I feel this is so random, but she's Pleiadian. She, her soul is like from Pleiades. She's got a Pleiadian star literally right on her descendant.
Ooh.
And that's huge, huge. And there's no, I checked everything else. Like I checked all the other like stars that she could be connected to, different constellations. And that one is huge, but wow. Also makes sense because so many when I think of like Pleiadian energy, I think of like real Gen Z energy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she is like completely catering to that like
demographic
group, you know. That demographic, I feel like she's kind of like inspiring them all and like uplifting all, and really has been able to connect in with that demographic as well.
Sorry, I was just going to say, to further cement that, she's got Akashi next to her Abundantia in the 11th house. Ooh. In Libra. So it makes sense that that's definitely playing into her life path.
That's so interesting. That is so interesting. How would you interpret her moon? I mean, sorry, no, sorry. Mars.
I was going to say, wow, thought we'd been there already.
Because she's got Mars literally sitting 1 degree away from her ascendant in Scorpio. And I just find that interesting for her because she doesn't seem like a Scorpio Mars.
No.
Yet. Obviously yet.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Is there this really, really fiery side we haven't seen yet?
this is why I think she's a freak behind closed doors, and only because we don't know the birth time for real, right? So it's sitting like right on the cusp of her first house and her 12th house. Mm. I actually think that the times might switch, or depending on the houses, it might switch that Mars into a 12th house. So it might not portray as like the typical Mars first house kind of energy, especially because it's in that like watery Scorpio. It's at 26 degrees, which means that it's pretty well developed in terms of her soul and like how embodied she is in that energy. So maybe it
comes through more. Maybe that represents more so her drive than her emotional assertment. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
you know
and her passion.
Like, maybe.
She is kind of, she's known for how passionate she is about her career though, right? And she's really, really driven, obviously. But I just think like with every planet, with every sign, there is obviously this shadow element that is ultimately expressed in one way or another. We all have it. We're all not the absolute pinnacle of our placements, this like high light fairy energy of them all. So I think that she has got a really fiery side to her that she's just very strategic about not showing. I think she has opinions about a lot of things that she might not share. But also she's only got that one fire element in her chart, which is really interesting, which is her sun sign. She's not got any other fire placements.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's interesting. But in saying that, that's a pretty strong placement that would amplify that fire sign, hey?
I agree, for sure. But it's obviously not something that she came here to focus on.
No, so interesting.
And from the looks of it, it's majority, I mean, it's pretty well-rounded with earth, air, and water.
Yeah. Because really, because at first when you look at it, you're like, oh, my God, it's so earth because of all the Capricorn. But Capricorn is like one of the only – is it the only
she's got
that she has?
She's got Industria in Taurus.
So she's got one
– and part of Fortune.
Yeah, so – and they're all like – secondary things too. So it's like, so really it's kind of deceiving when you look at it, when you look at her energy. She's really she's air and fire.
It's trippy.
Obviously air feels the fire. So it's, I feel like her fire energy is quite pronounced. Interesting.
Definitely.
But I feel still like I keep going back to like we haven't even seen it all yet.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, there's so much more that's going to come from her that we're going to be like, holy shit. Okay. All right, sis.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm curious about her family life. There's not a lot happening there. She's got Pallas Athena there, 28 degrees in Pisces. But even in her 10th house, like usually people with really big careers, we would see obviously huge placements around the 10th house, but there's literally nothing in her 10th house except for it's just sitting in Virgo. And then same with the 4th house, which is really fascinating because usually we see either this balance between the 4th and the 10th, or one is used to propel into the other, or vice versa, to balance it out. But we actually see that balancing coming more so in like the second and eighth house, which like it's really interesting the way that she's done this. And that's obviously where her focus is. And ultimately it's just kind of propelled her into the 11th house, which is building community. And that's why, I'm like, there's so much more to her than her career that we just don't get to see.
Yeah, and she's got her Black Moon Lilith as well in that 11th house with the talent and the abundantia.
Yeah. Yeah, and Akashi
too. I feel like there's this, there's this like real underlying energy that I don't think even her fans have truly seen yet.
No, well, when I look at her chart, and this is also coming from somebody who's obviously wildly uneducated in the world of Taylor Swift, but I am fascinated that she hasn't done more, I feel like, more around like helping the community and kind of more things like that. I feel like maybe that's what we're going to see.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Might actually make me like her more.
I agree. I'm like, especially with that Black Moon Lilith there, I'm like, girl, where is the advocating? Where is the change?
I feel like she kind of falls into like, at the moment, she's still keeps falling into like, I know this is going to sound really bad, but she's like one of those people who, oh God, they're going to come for me. She's like one of these people who are like, she reminds me of like the feminists that are just like so fucking over the top feminist that it actually disrupts the balance of fucking nature. Like,
yep. 100%. That's the vibe.
So it's interesting. I would like to see her embody more of her 11th house energy, and balance that out a bit more.
Yeah,
I agree. But it's super interesting because she's obviously just started dating this guy who is like not her typical go-to guy.
Is he the Pisces?
She's always. I have no idea. All I know that he's like this hectic sports star. Does he play NFL? Is that what he plays? I have no idea about sport, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
But I think he is. He's like a famous NFL player. But if you look at him, he looks like he belongs on a fucking like ranch with a shotgun in Texas or something. Like he is like got this big mo. Like he's so fucking big and like masculine. And usually she goes for like the pretty boys, like that still have that real feminine energy about them. But she's gone like full mask. So it makes me wonder whether or not he is actually going to help balance that out for her a little bit, you know?
Yes. I wonder. Oh, he's a fucking Libra.
Is he? That's beautiful. I love Libra men.
Wow.
That's interesting.
I think when I was looking at her birth chart, I kind of went down this black hole around who she had dated, and I saw she did date a Pisces, but... he's a Libra. That's really interesting.
That's cute.
Yeah, so there you go. He might be the one to bring this out in her too, this obviously Libra energy around advocating and community welfare and...
I just literally put that together.
Yeah.
With her 11th house being predominantly Libra. Woo.
There you go. Woo. That's probably what we're going to see, people. Yeah. I feel like we're just in this prediction mode. Last week was prediction. We're all in.
Yeah, we are. But I love it. It's good. It's interesting. It will be really interesting to come back to this and really see how this plays out, especially with this new relationship that she's in.
Yeah.
Just see what happens with it.
I agree.
I would love to see how it does kind of, pan out.
Yeah. And I think, You know, I think that's something that gets overlooked with chart readings is the fact that a lot of it is about making predictions. It's not always about seeing like, oh, this plus this equals this. It's like, well, it could equal a myriad of like equations. It could make so many different expressions of that. So I think it is about making predictions and seeing what comes out to play. So this has just been really fun, like, though.
Yeah. It is just as intuitive as it is analytical and like looking at actual like data. Do you know what I mean? This has been so fun. I'm so excited to do more of this. I would love to hear if anyone has any placements that match up with hers or similar placements. Hit us up and please let us know if like those placements resonate with you.
Hopefully you're not going to come at us with pitchforks.
Yeah. We don't want any hate. But yeah, we would love to know because obviously it's so satisfying like when you say like bringing all this information through and then having people to relate it back to. Obviously we don't have Taylor Swift's phone number, so you know, we're a little bit out of touch there, but
gladly.
There's no hope of getting it after this either. After both of our snide comments. But
nobody send this to Taylor Swift.
Oh my goodness. This has been so fun. Please let us know if there's any other celebrities or anyone in, you know, the public eye or historical people as well. Love to read that as well after seeing their whole life. I feel like they're so much easier to read as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But let us know. Thank you so much for listening. Please, please, please remember to rate the podcast. It helps us more than you know. Leave a comment, share in your stories and tag us because we love seeing it. We love sharing it as well. But we will see you guys next week. And obviously you can find us on all platforms. So take your pick. Hope you guys have a beautiful week. Bye.
Bye.